Welcome to Sonic Forge, a podcast series about songwriting from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. In each episode, we introduce a new song and talk about it with the artist behind that song. The ups and downs of life can feel chaotic, like a storm, tossing us so violently that sometimes all we can do is cling to the boat and pray. The Psalms are filled with verses that recognize this chaotic reality. And these lines teach us to cry out to God for rescue. When we are overwhelmed, we look to the rock who is steadfast amidst the waves and higher than the storm can reach. Psalm 57 says, "My soul takes refuge in you." The song, "Have Mercy on Me," by Ted O'Farrell, uses the language of this psalm to cry out to God for rescue. It is constant amidst the storms and trials of life. And when we experience these trials, we can take refuge beneath the wings of the Most High.
Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me, have mercy on me, O God. I will hide beneath the shadow of your wings. Have mercy on me, O God. I look to you for protection until the danger is past. I cry out to God Most High, to God who will fulfill this purpose for me. Have mercy on me, have mercy on me, have mercy on me, O God. I will hide beneath the shadow of your wings. Have mercy on me, O God. He will send help from heaven. He will send help from heaven. He will send help from heaven to rescue me. Rescue me. He will send forth his unfailing. Unfailing love to rescue me, rescue me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me, have mercy on me, O God. I will hide beneath the shadow of your wings. Have mercy on me, O God. You will send help from heaven. You will send help from heaven. You will send help from heaven. Rescue me. My heart is confident in you. My heart is confident in you, O God. My heart is confident in you to rescue me. Rescue me. Be exalted, O God,
be exalted, O God, above the highest heaven. May glory shine, may glory shine, may your glory shine over all the earth. Have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Great. So that was Have Mercy on Me by Ted O'Farrell, the acoustic version.
The acoustic version.
That was fun.
That was.
Playing it live here in our studio.
Yeah.
Which is just a room, but.
It's a wonderful room.
It is. Well, so this song comes out of Psalm 57, right?
Yes.
Let's talk about that a little bit. Why were you inspired by Psalm 57 and what about that stood out to you?
Well, that Psalm, the mercy of the Lord, you know, we quote it a lot in Christianity. The mercies of the Lord are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Great hymns are written by that. But Psalm 57 really was that passage about David. He was running away from Saul. King Saul was pursuing him, wanted to take his life. And David had a deep relationship with God, and he wrote this psalm and asking God to have mercy on him and to protect him.
Yeah,
and
so it's a story that to place in history is David writing a song about this thing that happened in his life. And then that's something that we can then relate to our lives, right?
Yeah. When we feel threatened, there's a lot of people today that are living with fear, and they're afraid of many things. You know, we can be afraid about the economy today. We can be afraid about being safe in our own home. We can be afraid about, well, am I going to catch this disease and die? We can be afraid about losing our job. So many fears attack us. We need to run to God, I believe, and just cast all our fears before Him, or our cares, our anxieties, because He cares for us. And this psalm really speaks about that heart desire. Lord, I need you to protect me. I need you to help me. And then later on in the psalm, what's beautiful about it, David, his faith just blossoms. He says, I'm confident in you, God, that you're going to come to my rescue. And because of that, he even says, I will sing praises to you.
Yeah, there's a sense in worship where we're sometimes speaking to our own souls to recognize and to remember the goodness of God. That's part of the reason that we're singing maybe in the first place, is to give glory to God, but to set our minds and our hearts, our spirits in this direction, to posture ourselves toward this truth, this reality, that God is a deliverer and is a rescuer. And as we say that, we remember it. And then that wakes us up. I really love verse 8 of this psalm that says, awake, harp and lyre, I will awaken the dawn. And it's a picture of praise in the night waking the sunset. It's like my worship is going to bring light about. And that happens in our own souls, like I was just saying, when we do that. And it also happens in the world. I love that idea of waking the dawn with praise. So your lyrics are 100% from the psalm. And what translation or what version of the Bible were you using?
I was using the New Living Translation, a.k.a. Christian's translation.
I do like the New Living Translation. That's true.
And because I found it just flowed with the melody that I had come up with and so forth, and was trying to play the phrasing with the melody first and then the phrasing of that. It just kind of fit.
So you start with that kind of groove in the minor chord. What key is that?
I'm in an E minor.
E minor.
E minor.
The original dark chord.
The dark chord.
The first one we all
did. The E minor chord.
Yeah, no, but it's great. And it starts in that minor place, and that's because we're talking about needing rescue, right?
Yeah.
We're supposed to be in a place of despair. You mentioned fear, so maybe it's fear of persecution. Maybe it is literal, actual persecution. It could be both of those. And there is not a darkness, but a discomfort. Things aren't quite right.
Yeah, you're not at peace. You're not calm.
Exactly.
You're unsettled.
Yeah.
And even in David in the psalm, he says, you know, there's danger. I need your protection, God, until the danger's passed.
And just that act of crying out for mercy suggests something's not quite right. So we're not at peace. But then you know, so for the first two lines, have mercy on me and I will hide beneath the shadow of your wings. Like, this is my plan. And then the melody shifts to not that minor chord, right?
Right. There's
even a change in the verse or in that place from being a place of discomfort to a place of settledness.
Yes. You know? Yeah. And we went to the relative major, which is G major, to bring that about. That, Lord, you're going to send help, man. He will send help from heaven.
Yeah.
And to rescue me.
I just appreciate how that's the music solid. Suggests that idea, right? Of lack of peace to peace or of discomfort to your comfort. And then your lyrics can line up with that, can match that, right?
Yeah, that's
so,
right.
So have mercy on me is the unsettled riff or groove. And then he will send help from heaven, that confidence of he's going to rescue me.
Yes. God is faithful and he hears our prayers, which is beautiful, but he also will deliver us in his timing. You know.
Now you have a recorded version of this song or a more produced version of the song that we're going to hear at the end that has a lot more going on, especially in terms of the guitar.
Yes.
And why don't you share with us what inspired you to go that direction?
We went this kind of direction because I had recently attended a concert with the famous, wonderful guitarist, Phil Keaggy. And he was playing in Lakeland, Florida. And so we attended, and his melodies are very guitar-driven, and they're more, I would say, describe a more linear instead of just, you know, up and down, straight chord blocks. He just layers his melodies from one beginning to the end.
He's a good singer, but he's a guitar player first.
But he's a guitar player first, yeah. And
he does
electric work and acoustic work. And so I've been a fan of his for many, 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 many years. He wrote a beautiful song. C.S. Lewis wrote a poem, As the Ruin Falls, and Phil Keaggy put it to music. And he did a lot of layering kind of thing, so that really caught my attention. And then the night of the concert, he has another song that he recorded that's really rock and roll-ish about the mercy of God, that phrase. And those two phrases stuck out to me, and I thought, well, it'd be kind of nice to try to, in the flavor of Phil Keaggy, try to imitate that a little bit.
You're going to try to mirror or reflect somebody or try to borrow from somebody.
Yeah.
Phil Keaggy's a good choice. I mean, he's a very, very good guitar player, and he's been doing it for a really long time. You were also sharing some about, you know, the stories that he shared at the concert. He's gone through a lot of trials recently.
Oh, he has recently. Yeah. At the beginning of the year, he has gone through some physical challenges. He shared with the audience that he had dislocated his shoulder, but he also had an emergency appendicitis. And then right the week later after that, he had surgery on his wrist and over his hand. And so he was just coming back to play.
Coming back from hand surgery to play a concert, that's pretty intense. But I wonder if that too might have inspired some of the idea around the song, which is, you know, have mercy on me, I need your help, and then confidence in God's help. That seems to be around a lot of the stories that he was sharing at the concert.
Yeah, and for me, it was probably one of the first concerts in a long, long time where I didn't have to sit in the audience and analyze the sound system or analyze, you know, well, what's that person doing? What mic are they using? What guitar are they playing? I could just sit back and enjoy being with brothers and sisters in the Lord, worshiping God, but enjoying one of his servants. And then I came across the psalm and my devotions and really spoke to me and said, well, you know, Keaggy does some hammering effects.
In terms of recording the more produced version, is there anything else you'd comment on as far as the sound or the choices that you made there? Are those also inspired by Keaggy?
The electric guitar, you know, he does a lot of layering. So I tried to really think about, okay, how am I going to layer the electric guitar part? And then I'm always in search of, and I think electric players are always in search of, tone. What's a good tone?
Yeah.
And everybody has a certain, this is my sweet spot tone. So I'm still in search for that. And I was pretty pleased with the tone of the electric guitar that came out. I was using a plugin from the Helix Stomp that helped me get the tone.
Have mercy on me, I will hide beneath the shadow of your wings. What does that image evoke for you? It's often spoken in the Psalms.
Yes.
Or hide beneath the shadow of your wings. How do you picture that, or what does that suggest to you?
Well, to me, it's safety and it's protection, being willing to be covered by God's protection. And I'm mindful of the Lord's words. Outside of Jerusalem, he's looking at the city and he's really displaying his heart. It's an intimate moment. And he says, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how I long to gather you together as a mother hen gathers her chicks under her wings." Mm-hmm. And I think for David, he's saying, "I'm willing, hide me beneath the shadow of your wings." It was interesting. We just watched one of the behind-the-scenes episodes of The Americas, and they were shooting this rare eagle in the midst of the Amazon. They were high up in these trees, and rain clouds were coming in. The wind was blowing so much so, and they were wondering, what's this eagle going to do? Are we going to see the baby? The mother eagle stands up on the nest, and you could see the little head of the baby, and then they rearrange, and the mother eagle just sat right on top of the baby, protecting the baby in this storm under her wings. And it was a beautiful picture, and sort of like I think David is saying, God, protect me like that. Cover me with your whole self, and pour out your mercy on me.
Yeah, there's another place in the Psalms that I really like. It's Psalm 84, and it says, "The bird has found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself where she can lay her young, even your altars, O Lord of hosts." So the psalm writer is looking at the altar and seeing that a bird has made a nest there, she can lay her young there.
Yeah,
they sing your praises all day long. And it's in the sense, too, of like that idea of worship.
Mm.
So that's what an altar is, right? It's a place where you worship God, where you make clear that you are devoted to him. It's a place of devotion, place of worship. That altar is a place of safety. And so the place of worship is like that nest, right? It's like building a home in worship. Mm. And so when I hear that phrase, "Have mercy on me," is I'm in trouble. Either I'm afraid or I'm anxious, or there's literally somebody outside my door. I'm in trouble.
Right.
And at the same time, so it's I'm in trouble. And then what is the line? "I will hide beneath the shadow of your wings." So the psalmist is not alone. It recognizes God's presence and recognizes the opportunity that he has to take shelter. Worship is also that, like it's recognizing, committing myself to God and reminding myself that I'm safe. Deliverance hasn't happened yet, but I'm still able to recognize that I'm safe beneath the wings.
And I think there's a place of dependability. You know, when you think about the baby chick being dependent on mother to protect from the storm, but also for nourishment, and then there's vulnerability. I can't protect myself. God, I need you to come through for me. I don't have it all figured out, you know. Mm. And the psalmist here isn't angry at God. He's not saying, why did you let Saul pursue me? No, he's saying, well, in the midst of all this chaos and conflict and trouble, have mercy, God, I need your help.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just exudes in worship. Be exalted, O God, above the highest heavens. And, you know, may your glory shine throughout all the earth. He has that overwhelming awareness that God is going to come through and deliver him. And that's pretty good.
You can find songs by Teddy O'Farrell on Bandcamp or at teddyofarrell.com. Sonic Forge is a podcast series from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.